ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha'ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be on Sanhedrin Daf Hei, Chelek Aleph. Sanhedrin Daf Hei has a lot of very big inyanim, and we will split it Ezra Hashem into two shiurim. And we're going to start with the braisa that begins on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Dinei Mamonis B'Shleisha, V'mhaya Mumcha L'Rabim, Don Afilu Yechidi. That means to say, even though the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta says that Dinei Mamonis requires three Dayanim, nevertheless there's an exception to the rule that if the Dayan is a Mumcha L'Rabim, he may be done even as a Yachid. What's the definition of a Mumcha L'Rabim? So Mumcha in this context differs than the Lashon of Mumcha, which is on Daf Beis, which means Samuch. Here, a mumcha l'rabim does not mean samuch. It just means simply an expert. Like the Gemara says, that he's gomir v'savir, gomir zokrashi, he's gomir shmues dinan merabaisav, and savir zokrashi, that he's yedeya lohaisif uliyashev taimim midaitoy. And l'rabim means that he's recognized by the rabbim. Now, this halacha, that a yachid mumcha can be done, needs to be put into context. The Mishnah says on Daf Beis, Dinei Mamonis B'Shleisha, Gzeilas V'Chavolos B'Shleisha. And we know the Gemara is Marich to be Masbir on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, that Be'emes, in the parish of Gzeilas V'Chavolos, the Torah writes three times the word Elohim, which says that Medaraisa, Gzeilas V'Chavolos requires three Dayanim, Smuchim. But in regards to Haidois V'Avois, there's no Mefurish Pasuk that says that we need three Dayanim. So in that, there's a machleikas amirayim. Rabbi Acha Breder of Ika and Shmuel hold, ear of parshas leinemrukan, which means that the fact that the Torah says three dayanim and gzeilas v'chavolos means that it's specifically there that midaraisa we need three dayanim. But in regards to idais v'avayis midaraisa, one is enough. And that's also based on the pasuk that says, b'tzedek tishpait amisecha, b'loshin yachid, which is mashma that one dayan is enough. So lefi those amirayim, Gzeilas v'chavolos midaraisa needs shleisha, but Haidois v'halvois midaraisa only needs one dayan. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says dinei mamonis b'shleisha, because the Rabbanon were machmer and required, even the gabbai Haidois v'halvois, they should have shleisha dayanim, in order to ensure that at least one of the dayanim should be a Talmud Chacham, a Gomir, and not Yeshve Kranis. But that's only midarabbanon. However, Rav and Rabbevoh hold not like that. They hold Erev Parshiyos Shanukan, which means to say that the pasuk that says Elohim three times, although it's written b'mefurish in regards to Gzeilas v'Chavolos, there's an Erev of Parshiyos, and in regards to Haidois v'Avayis, also midaraisa, we need three Dayanim. Nevertheless, we don't need, in regards to Haidois v'Avayis, Dayanim Smuchin, which the Gemara calls Mumchin, because that's a kulam midarabanan shleitin al delas b'fnei lovin. But Akapanim, in regards to the fact that you need Shleisha, that's a din d'oraisa. So bottom line, by Gzeilas v'Chavolos, l'kuli alma midaraisa you need three dayanim, and by Dois v'Avois, it's a machlekes amirayim if midaraisa you need three dayanim, or only midarabanan you need three dayanim. Now the Gemara over here on the Fei is coming and saying that be'emes, there's a situation in which one dayan is kosher, a case of Yachin Mumcha. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis as to which shita this is going according to. Rashi says, b'divya maschil don afilu b'yachid, that we're going according to the shita that says, b'tzedek tishpait amisecha and irav parshias loy nemrukan, which is the shita of Rav Acha Breder Avika and Shmuel. So therefore, midaraisa haidois v'alvayis be'emes only needs one dayan. So this that the Rabbanu were machmer and said that you need three dayanim, that's only in a situation where we don't have a mumcha l'rabim. But we have a mumcha l'rabim, the Rabbanan allowed one dayan to be done. That's Shitas Rashi. But Taisvis, b'divya maschel v'imhaya mumcha l'rabim, argues in Rashi. And Taisvis holds that even according to the Shita of Rava and Rabavo, that says that Erev Parshias is Yaakov Khan, and the Be'emes, even midaraisa haidais v'avayis, needs three dayanim. Nevertheless, there's a special kula midarabanan that they were makel, that if we have a mumcha l'rabim, one dayan is enough, and we don't need shleisha, which is be'etzem, what the Torah is mechayev. Now, Taisus doesn't explain what's the basis for this Takanas Chachamim. But in the Chiddush Aran is Maisav Hezber, and he says that just like the Chachamim were Makel from the Din Torah, and they allowed Gimel Hadyaitis because of the consideration of Ne'ilas Delas, so the Chiddush Aran, Heim Atzman Hiskinu, the same Chachamim were also Metakein, that Shehem Hayam Mumcha L'Rabim, Shehudon Yechidi, that if we have a yachid which has the extra mile of being a mumcha l'rabim, he has the same status of shleisha hadyaitis, and it seems from the lashon of the Chiddush Aran that the basis for that kula is also because of the consideration of shleitin al delas b'fnei lavin. Ad kan the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Now, what would be in a situation, for example, gzelus, chavolus, and knosos, where midaraisa lekuli alma, you need shleisha mumchen, meaning shleisha smuchen, and there we don't even find anybody that holds that the rabbanon were mekel in regards to shleisha hadyaitis. So lechayre bein lefi Rashi and bein lefi Taisvis, the halacha is going to be that a yachid mumchel rabim would not suffice. Lefi Rashi, it's pashit because Rashi holds that the only makim that a yachid mumchel rabim should be enough is only because we're going in a situation, and according to the Manda Omar, we're midaraisa, you don't need shleisha b'chlal. And even according to Taisus, where Taisus says that the Chachamim were mekel from the Din Torah in certain situations, and they allowed for a yachid mumcha l'rabim to paskin, but like the Chiddush Aran is masber, that's only in a case where there's a chshash of ne'ilas delas, so the Chachamim were mekel. Just like we find that the Chachamim were mekel, that shleisha d'yaitis is enough, so too, a yachid mumchel rabim is chashuv k'shleisha adyaitis, and that's also enough. But by gzeilas chavolos and knosos, where there the chachamim had never had a reason to be mekel, because you don't have the svara of shleitin al delas b'fnei lavin, so just like the chachamim were mekel in regards to shleisha adyaitis, so too, even in regards to a yachid mumchel rabim, which has an extra mila, the chachamim were never mekel, and it's not enough. And you always need shleisha mumchem smuchem. And the emes is, that's really mefurish in the Gemara later on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there has a shaila whether or not yachid mumche is enough for knosos, and the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah that you need shleisha mumchen, because the Mishnah says shleisha, and the Mishnah is referring to mumchen, meaning smuchen, because knosos goes in the same category as gzeilus v'chavolus and all the things where medayik raisa you need shleisha lehim. So therefore, avada yachid mumche is not going to be enough. However, in the Chiddush Aran, B'divir HaMaschel V'mhoye Mumchel Rabim, B'soif Dvarov, he brings down an interesting shita. And he wants to say that the emes is, by Dinei Knosos, if you have a Yachid Mumche who's a Samach, and he also has the Maila of Mumchel Rabim, he's going to be able to paskin even for Dinei Knosos and Gzeilus V'chavolos. And the explanation is as follows. Because be'emes, we find in our sugya that the Chachamim, which originally were Mekel in a case of Ne'ilas Delas, and they said Shleisha Hedyaites is enough, they were Mekel even further, and they said that one Hedyat is enough if he has the Maila of being a Mumcha L'Rabim. So you see in our sugya that the Maila of Hedyaites is interchangeable with the Maila of Mumcha L'Rabim. Meaning, just like the Chachamim were Mekel on account of the chash of Ne'ilas Delas, and they said Shleisha Hedyaitis is enough, we can replace the number Shleisha, and instead you could have one if he has the extra mile of being a Mumcha L'Rabim, not just a regular Dayan. So this Shita in the Chiddush Aran wants to taina that the same equation can be made on a Deraisa level in regards to Dinei Knosos. Dinei Knosos and Gzeilus V'Chavolos requires Shleisha Smuchen, because it says in the Torah three times Elohim. But there too, we can replace the mila of shleisha smuchen, and one samach could be enough if he has the extra mila of being a mumcha l'rabim. So if you have a yachid mumcha samach who also has the mila of being a mumcha l'rabim, that will be in a higher madrega of a regular yachid samach, and he will be able to paskin just like shleisha smuchen kapaskin. A meridik echidish lahalacha. And he explains that the Gemara later on Daf Ches, which says that a yachid mumche cannot paskin in regards to dinei knosos, that's only referring to a yachid mumche which does not have the mile of being a samuch b'chlal. He's a yachid she'ein a samuch, which is just the expert kind of mumcha and he's a mumcha l'rabim, that doesn't work in regards to dinei knosis. But if you have a yachin mumcha who's a samuch, and he also, besides that, has the ma'ila of mumcha l'rabim, that the Gemara was not talking about, and there it could be a kosher dayan even on a deraisa level. And the Chiddushei Ran says, matzasi b'ktsas neschayis ha'meduktokais, that in the Gemara later on, Davches, the Gemara speaks out mefurish, that the Gemara's nidan is only i'avdi rabbanan takanta l'dinei knasas eloi. If there's a takana de rabbanan of a yachad mumchal rabim, the takana de rabbanan of a yachad mumchal rabim is referring to a yachad mumchal rabim who's not a samuch. But if you have a yachad mumcha who's a samuch, and he also has the mile of a mumchal rabim, there we don't need a takanta de rabbanan according to the shita. Because there, even on a deraisa level, the ma'ila of being a mumcha l'rabim replaces the number of shalosh, and even one is enough. This shita is also brought down la'alacha in the Imrei Bina in Hilchos Dayanim, Simen Yud Aleph, and he proves it also from a Rashba in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik. Ad kan shtikl number one. And now let's go weiter. This halacha that a yachid mumcha could be done, yesh lachkar. Is the pshat that a yachid mumcha has a din of a bezdin, meaning that usually in order to have a din of a bezdin you need shloisha dayanim, and the chiddush din of yachid mumcha l'rabim is that a yachid mumcha in this situation could also have a din of a bezdin even though he's just a yachid. A dilma, the pshat is that be'emes a yachid mumcha does not have a shem of a bezdin. In order to have a shem of a bezdin, you have to be shloisha dayanim. Just nevertheless, there's a heter that a yachid mumcha could be done, and his din is a din, even without having a shem bezdin. So the emes is, there's a mefurish Rambam about this. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, he starts off, af al pi she'ein bezdin pachis mishloisha, even though a bezdin is not less than shloisha, mutr le'echod ladun min ha'tayra, shenemar b'tzedek tishbayt amisecha. B'tzedek tishbayt amisecha teaches us that it's mutter for one to be done. But it's mashma that he maintains what he was peseach with, that af al pi she'ein bezdin pachis mishloisha, less than shloisha is not a bezdin. And the emes is, this is even more mefurish, in the next halacha, halacha yud aleph. So the Rambam v'zeh loshen, echad shayim mumchal rabim, hareze mutter loy lodun yechidi, aval einei chashuv bezdin. Can't get more mefurish than that. It's mutter to be done, but he's not considered a bezdin. Now, what's the nafkamina if he has a shem bezdin or not? So there are many nafkaminas, and we'll point out two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is legabi hilchas haidos baldin. The halacha is haidos baldin is only if it's haidos b'fnei bezdin. Would haidos baldin b'fnei dayan mumchal rabim a yachid, would that work? So in this also there's a mafurish Rambam. The Rambam says in Perakei halacha yudches yachid chayim mumchal rabim. So it's mefurish Rambam that Haidos Baldin in front of a Yachid Mumcha, even though he may be done, but Haidah b'fanav is not Haidah, and the Pshat is a Shitasai because he holds it does not have a Shem of a Bezdin. Another Nafkamina is the Gabi Kabbalah's Eidos. The halacha is that Eidos has to be Neskabel b'Bezdin. What happens if Eidim are made in front of a dying Yachid Mumcha? Is that a kosher Eidos or not? So the Shach in Chayshemishpat Simon Manvav Sivkat and Ches says that according to the Rambam, Eidos in front of a Yachid Mumcha will not be an Eidos because it's not b'fnei Bezdin, based on the Shitas of Rambam, which is Mefurish, that it does not have a Shem of a Bezdin. On the other hand, we find Mefurish Rishainim that say that a Yachid Mumcha does have a din of a Bezdin. The Tor in Simon Gimel brings down B'Shem Darash that Eidos Baldin in front of a Yachid Mumcha does have a din of Eidos Baldin. It's Mavur that he holds a Yachid Mumcha does have a Shem of Bezdin. Now if you look over there in the Beis Yosef, the Vir Maschalami Divrei, he speaks out where did the Tor find this in the Rush. He found this in this that the Rush says, B'zeh HaLoshin, D'Hashloisha B'makam Yachid Mumcha Kai. Which means to say, Gimel Hadyaitis, which works as a Bezdin, has the same halacha as a Yachid Mumcha. Mashma clearly that there's no nafkaminas la halacha between them. And just like we know that Eidos Baldin in front of Gimel Hadyaitis, which all Bezdins Bizmanenu are Gimel Hadyaitis, that's considered a Shem Bezdin and the Eidah works, so too, a Yachin Mumcha will have the same status of a Bezdin. And the emes is, if this is the Makar of the Torah, this is what he found in the Rush, so really, we can find this in Taisvis too. Because Taisvis in Arasugya, B'divi Amas Chuldan Afilu Yechidi, he says Mefurish, the same exact Lashon as the Rush, that Shleisha is B'makim Yachin Mumcha Kai, which would be Mashma, that a Yachin Mumcha also has a Shem Bezdin, and Haida B'fanav would be a Haida. That's in regards to Haidah Asbaldin. In regards to Kabbalah's Eidus, there's also Mefurish Rishayim. The Rashba in Baba Kamed of Tzaddik, and also in Tshuvas HaRashba, Tshuvas HaMichasas, Simon Kufyud Beis, he says Mefurish, that a Yachin Mumcha could be Mekabal Eidim. And his Lashon is, the Lashon of the Rashba in Tshuvas is, the Yachin Mumcha Bezdin Shalem Hu. Mamish Mefurish, that he understands that a Yachin Mumcha does have a Shem Bezdin, and Fakert from the Shitas HaRambam. So we have a Mechleket Rishayim. The Rambam is Mefurish, he doesn't have a Shem Bezdin, whereas the Diuk from the Rush on Taisus and a Mefurish Rashba is that he does have a Shem Bezdin. What's this Machlaikas Tolian? So let's start with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, as quoted before, paskins that Be'emes Min HaTorah Haidois V'Alvois does not need 3 Dayanim, like it says in the Pasuk, B'Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. That means that he paskins that we don't say Eruv Parshias, and then when it says in the Torah Elohim 3 times in the parasha of Gzeilas v'Chavolas, that means that specifically over there, Midaraisa, we need 3 Dayanim, but anywhere else, Midaraisa, we don't need 3 Dayanim. And it's only at the Kana Rabbanan that we need 3 Dayanim, but they were Mekel, B'makim, Yachid, Mumche. Now, L'chayra, Alpi Pashtus, the Gzeilas HaKosov of Elohim, that's Machadish, that you need 3 Dayanim, being that that's only going by Gzeilas v'Chavolas, that would be Mashma, that b'makom haidois v'alvois, there is no such gzeiras hakasuv, and there's no makar b'chlal to require 3 dayanim to have a Shem Bezdin. But zok t'ksais achayshen in Simon Gimel, that's not right. The Rambam understands the gilui akra of Elohim that says that you need 3 dayanim in order to have a Shem Bezdin, that's true across the board. Now we know that a Shem Bezdin is only with 3 dayanim. And that's true, bein b'gzeilas v'chavolas, and bein b'haidois v'alvois. This that we say that there's no Eruv Parshias Shanukan, and that by haidois v'alvois, 1 dayan is enough, based on the pasuk of B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha, that means to say that the Torah was only makbid that you need a bezdin b'chlal by gzeilas v'chavolas. But haidois v'alvois, you don't need a Shem bezdin, and 1 dayan is enough, but not b'tayrus bezdin. He could be done, and his dinim that he paskins are binding to the 2 balidin, but a Shem Bezdin he won't have, and then Afkamias will be, like we said before, in regards to Eidos Baldin and in regards to Kabbalah's Eidos. That's the beer in the Shitas HaRambam. What about the Shita of other Rishayim? So there are 2 possible Pirushim. One pshat we could say is that they hold like the Pashtas that we said before, that the Gzeiras HaKosov of B'Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha is telling us that in regards to other Dinim, in regards to Eidos V'Alvois, you can have a Shem Bezdin with a Yachid. And it's based on that a Yachid Mumche, Mumche L'Rabim, could have a Shem Bezdin. That's 1 possible pshat. But the emes is, we can learn differently. Because the Rosh and Taisvis and the Rashba, which they are the 3 Rishayim that hold that a Yachid Mumche has a Shem Bezdin, they be emes hold, like we said before from Shitas HaTaisvis, that the Halacha of Yachid Mumche is going even according to the Shitas that say that Erev Parshias Shanukan. Even according to Rava Rabbevohu that hold that Midiraisa Haidos V'Alvois needs Shloisha Dayanim, the Chachamim went ahead and they were Mekel, and they said that 1 is enough. That means to say that we don't really need a Makar Min HaTorah to say that 1 Dayan is enough. It's a Kula Midrabbanan. Im Kain, based on that, we can say that all the Rishayim agree to what the Ksais HaChayshin says in the Rambam, that the Gilui Akra of Elohim is that you never have a Shem Bezdin without 3 Dayanim. And they all also agree that B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha, whoever learns that says that 1 dayan is enough, could hold that it's not going to have a Shem Bezdin Midaraisa. It's just going to be that the dayan's psak is a psak, and it's binding to the baladinim, but not that it has a Shem Bezdin. But that's all on a deraisa level. Being that they hold that the halacha of Yachin Mumcha doesn't work on a deraisa level anyway, it's just at the Kana D'Rabbanan. So in the world of the Takana Rabbanan, we could say that the Chacham were Mesaken, that a Yochanan Mumche has Hashem Bezdin. But as far as the Raisa Din is concerned, it's possible for them to agree to the Shitas Rambam, as explained by the Ksois, that mid the Raisa, one Dayan, Avad, does not have Hashem Bezdin Bechlal, and it's just a heter to Paskin. Adkan, shtickle number 2. And now, let's go weiter. On this daf, the Gemara discusses the inyan of Dayan Shato, a Dayan that makes a mistake. Now, the emphasis is, this is a huge inyan. It starts with a Mishnah in Bechairis daf Chavchesimut Beis. It's also a sugi later on daf Lamed Beis. And there's a simen in Chayshin Mishpat about this, simen Chavhei. This is a major inyan with a lot of raid in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Nisei Kelim. And we're going to try Be'ezus Hashem to take out the Tamtziyos HaDvarim, especially Bekesher to what's Nogeya on our daf. And let's start with the Mishnah in Bechairis Chavchesimut Beis, which this is the first makar to this inyan. The Mishnah says like this: Don es adin, zika es achayev, v'chiev es azakai, masha osa osui, v'yashalem mi beisoi. If a dayan dons a din taira in dine mominus, and he makes a mistake, and he's mezaka the chayev, and he's mechayev the zakai, the halacha is the psak remains a psak, and he has to pay mi beisoi. Now the Gemara discusses why does the psak remain? If it was Nisbara that he made a toast, so the whole psak should be batal. That's the sugya on Daf Lamed Beis, and also later on Daf Vav. And the Gemara comes out that we're talking about with a toast of Shikul Hadas, not a toast with Dvar Mishnah, which that kind of toast, even though the Dayan can later be Chayzer and say he made a mistake, however, the person who was the beneficiary of his original psak, he can say, I don't accept the fact that the Dayan was Chayzer, I only accept the original Psak, and therefore, even when the Dayan is Chayzer, and he's Maida, that the original Psak is wrong, he has no way of backtracking on that Psak. So now the person who lost money, he had a loss on account of the Dayan, and the Dayan agrees that it was a tos. So the halacha is, the Dayan has to pay. Now the Gemara discusses also, in Bechairis, what is the Pshat, why the Dayan has to pay? The Chayre is just a Grama Ba'alma, and the Gemara has two Pirushim, either because it has a din of Dina Degarmi, and we paskin like Rav Meir, according to this Pshat of the Gemara, that's Don Dina Degarmi. And as we know, Dina Degarmi is a very large sugya in the Rishonim, exactly what are the criteria for Dina Degarmi, and how is Dina Degarmi different than Grama. Akopanim, the Gemara says that this is a Dina Degarmi, it qualifies for the level of Grama called Dina Degarmi, which Rav Meir holds at Yerchayev. That's the first pshat of the Gemara. And the second pshat of the Gemara is that the story is Kugoyin Shenosa V'Nosan B'Yad, that the Dayan went ahead and actually bodily, physically, took out the money from the one who he paskin the Zchayev and gave it to the one who he paskin the Zakai. So therefore he did a Maisa Mazik B'Yadayim now that he was Maida, that he made a mistake. So Akal Panim, in these circumstances, where a Dayan makes a toz of Shikol Adas and he's Maidi made a toz, and either according to the Manda Omer, that's Don Dina Degarmi, or in a case of Nosam Nosam Biyad, that's where the halacha applies that the Dayan must pay from his own pocket to the person who he was Machayev Shalai Kedin. The Mishnah fears eyes, Vim Haya Mumcha LeBezdin, Pater Milishalim. That's our Gersa and our Shas, that if he was a Mumcha LeBezdin, then he's Pater and he's not Chayev to pay, even though he made a toz. There's another girsa, and that's the girsa of the Rosh. V'mhaya mumcha lirabim pater milashalim. So here we have a differentiation between a regular dayan and a mumcha. A regular dayan has to pay, and a mumcha is pater from paying. Now, the Gemara later on the Vav is medayik, that the Lashon of this Mishnah is written b'Lashon Yachid. Don es adin, zika es achayev, chiv es azakai, yishalem, etc. It's not mashma that we're talking about a rabim. It doesn't say donu es adin, ziku es achayev, v'chiyavu es azakai. So it's mashma we're talking about a dayan yochid. And on that is where the Mishnah says that if he was not a mumche, that he has to pay. And if he is a mumche, that he's pata milashalim. Now the Gemara and Davav asks the kasha that Bishlam, according to the shita of Shmuel and Ravacha Breder Avika, that they hold that midaraisa in haidoyes v'halvoyes, one dayan is enough. And even though the Rabbanim were misakin that you need three dayanim, but the b'di'eved shnayim shadanu, or even one that dans, dinai din, b'di'eved the psak halacha has a din of a din. So then the Mishnah works out well, because we're talking about where b'di'eved one dayan paskin, and that's where the Mishnah differentiates between a hedyet and a mumcha. A hedyet psak halacha remains, but he has to pay, and a mumcha does not have to pay. But according to the shita of Rabbi Vohu, which is also the shita of Rava, that they say that even on a deraisa level, you need three dayanim, and therefore, b'di'eved, if less than three dayanim paskind, the psak is not a psak b'chlal. So where is there a makam b'chlal to discuss if one dayan makes a mistake that he should have to pay? That's the Gemara's kasha on Davov. And the Gemara answers the maskanas of Gemara, that we're talking about a case where kiblu alayu, that balei din were makabel this yachid hedyet, and they said, dinus lan din taira, paskin for us the din taira, which means to say that they're accepting it only in as much as it's a din taira, but they don't mean to be meichel him in the event that he makes a mistake. That's the Gemara's maskana on Daf Vav. Now, in this chiluk between the reisha of the Mishnah, a hedyet, which is chayiv to pay, and the seifa of the Mishnah, imhaya mumcha, that he's potter to pay, so what's the definition of mumche in this context? So most Rishayim hold that mumche is a reference to our din on the Feyam and Aleph of Hayam mumche l'rabim. It's the same category of mumche. And it's on this mumche which the Mishnah says that if he makes a mistake, he's pater from paying. That's the pshat of most Rishayim, and that's how we're going to go now. There's also a complicated pshat of Rashi, Shitas Rashi in this Inyan, which Be'ezus Hashem will talk about Behemshech. But for now, we'll go with the Shita of Rebbe Shainim. Now, why is this Mumcha Pata from Pank? So the emes is, it says in our Gemara, that it's not really true that in all circumstances the Mumcha is Pata to pay. The Mumcha is only Pata to pay because we're talking about a case of Kiblu Alayu. Like we said before, that the Gemara says anyway, in order to accommodate Shitas Rabavo, that the Mishnah is talking about Kiblu Alayu. So again, Mitzad, the fact that the Mishnah says that the Mumcha is Pater, that also requires us to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Kiblu Alayu, and this actually has to be Lekuli Alma. So the only reason why the Mumcha is Pater is because of this Kabbalah. Now, that's where the Mishnah is Mechalik between a Yachid and a Mumcha. A Yachid, even when they're Mechabal him, that only helps that his din should be a din, but not to Pater him if he makes a mistake. And a Mumcha, the Kabbalah helps, even to pater the mumcha who makes a mistake. What's the pshat in that? So there are two major mahalchim in the Rishayim about this. The mahalch of the Baal HaMor, and then a Tosefes Biur, which is found in the Rush. The Baal HaMor, later on the Lamed Gimel, says that a mumcha who makes a mistake has the same halacha of a tabach uman, a sheichet who's a mumcha. Tabach uman shekilkel, the Gemara in Baba Kamed of Tzadik Tesla Mabeis says that he's pater. The reason why he's pater is because he's an einus. Being that he's a skilled tabach, he was allowed to rely on his skill and on his proficiency in shchita, and if he makes a mistake, it was obviously beyond his control. That's the halach of tabach uman shekilkel, and he's pater. Now, why is he pater midin einus? We know there's a klal of adam muad la'ilam, and adam amazik is always chayiv even ba'einus. So Taisvis, in Baba Kamed of Chav Zayin Mabez, brings out from this that we see over here that there are levels of einus which even Adam Amazik is also pater from. An einus gomer, an Adam Amazik is pater, which is why Tabach Uman Shekilkel is pater. So too says the Baal HaMor, over here that we're talking about a mumcha l'rabim, he be'emes is a skilled dayan, he didn't have to think that maybe he's going to make a mistake, and if he does make a mistake, it was obviously beyond his control, therefore he's pater midin einus. Now, lefi this, why is it davke if the balei dvarim were makabel the dayan to paskin for them? The chayr, even if they weren't makabel him, he's still an einus. So the ksais achayshin in Simon Chafei, Sifkat and Gimel is masbir, because if the balei dvarim didn't come to the dayan and accept upon themselves that he should paskin for them, so we're talking about a case where the dayan himself went and he forced himself upon the balei dvarim, bal karcham, and he paskin for them against their will. If that was the case, he's not considered an einus, because who asked them to dan in this case? Only if the Baalei Dvarim themselves come and say, Dan for us, and he paskins, so he could consider himself an Einus. Because he needed to paskin because they asked him to Dan. And as far as the mistake is concerned, he could have been Seimech on his proficiency, and he's considered an Einus. But if they weren't Makabalim, and he himself went, and he forced himself upon the Baalei Dvarim, in such a case, even though mitzad his yediyas he's an Einus, but mitzad the etzem din Torah, who asked him? So he doesn't have a p'tor of an Einus. That's the pshat of the Baal Hamor with the Hezbro of the Ksei Sechayshim. The Rosh over there in Daf Lamed Gimel, interesting, he brings down the pshat of the Baal Hamor, but he's Maisif another time. And he says that the Yachid Mumche Be'emes has a power to paskin without the Kabbalah of the Baalei Dvarim, like we see in our Sugya, that a Yachid Mumche has a Kayach to paskin. So if the Baalei Dvarim went ahead and they were Mekabalim, that Kabbalah means to be Maisif, that even if he makes a mistake, they're also Makabal, they're Mevater, and they're Michael, and he's going to be Potter. So that really explains the difference between a Hedyet and a Mumche. In a case of a Hedyet, he really doesn't have a Kayach to Paskin. The only reason why he has a Kayach to Paskin is only based on the Kabbalah of the Baalei Dvarim. And even according to the Shita of Shmuel and Rav Acha ben Yehuda of Iko that says that B'di'evet one day in Kapaskin, that's only B'di'evet, but L'chatchila it's also for him to Paskin. So when the Baalei Dvarim are Makabal the Dayan to Paskin, that Kabbalah is in order that he should be able to paskin. But it does not go so vight that if he makes a mistake, that he should be potter. Whereas by Yochid Mumche, because Be'emes he has a kayach to paskin without the Kabbalah of the Baalei Dvarim, if the Baalei Dvarim go ahead and they're Makabalim, that Kabbalah means to be Maisif, this Nakuda, that even in the event that he makes a mistake, that they're Meichel. These are the two Pirushim. Zok the Ksais HaChayshin over there in Sifkatan Gimel, the pshat of the Baal Hamor and the pshat of the Rosh have a tremendous nafkamina lahalacha. According to the Baal Hamor, the ikar of Kabbalah is that the Dayan didn't force himself upon the Baalei Dvarim. So as long as the Baalei Dvarim came to him for a psak din, even if they never said a Kabbalah mufureshes, he already has a din of an Einus. Mashenkin, according to the Rosh, that we have to learn up in their Kabbalah, that that's a vitor and a mechila. So if they just came to the Dayan to paskin, the Dayan Mumche, and they didn't give a Kabbalah Mufureshes, they were never Michael. They came to him to paskin because he has an ability to paskin. Where's the Mechila over here? So the only kind of Kabbalah works if either Rosh is a Kabbalah Mufureshes. That's one nafkamina that's found over there in the Ksei Sechayshin, Simen Chafei, Sivkatin Gimel. Another nafkamina between these two Purushim can be found in the Ksei Sechayshin, Simen Chafei, Sivkatin Vav. That what's the halacha, not in regards to a Yachid Mumche, but in regards to Gimel Hedyaitis, you have three Dayanim Hedyaitis that paskin, and they make a mistake. Are they Chayiv or Pater? So that's going to be Talui in the Pshat of the Baal Hamor, and the second Pshat that the Rosh is Maisif. According to the Baal Hamor, that he says the Ptur is only based on the fact that he's a Uman, he's like a Tabach Uman, and he's an Einus. If he makes a mistake, it was obviously beyond his control. That only applies by a Mumche. But Shloisha Hedyaitis, even though they have full right to paskin, but they're not mumchim. They don't have the din of a tabach uman. They're not einzim. So if they make a mistake, they're going to be chayiv. Masha Enkein, according to the Mahalach of the Rosh, that he says that the Kabbalah means that they're being mevater, as long as we're talking about a situation that the Dayan, or the Dayanim in this case, could have paskined even without the Kabbalah of the Baalei Dvarim. So we learn up in the Kabbalah of the Baalei Dvarim that they mean to say that if he makes a mistake that he's potter. So too by Shleisha Adyaitis, where the halacha is that they have a power to paskin even connected the Ratzin of the Baalei Dvarim. So we don't need their Kabbalah. So in that case too, if the Baalei Dvarim came to Shleisha Adyaitis and they said a Kabbalah Mefureshes, we accept you to paskin Arad and Taira, in that case they're going to be potter, because in there also the Kabbalah means a Vitor and a Mechila. That's the second Nafkamina that's found over there in the Ksei Sechayshin Sivkatin Vav. And there's a third Nafkamina. What happens if you have a situation where B'shas the Din Torah, the Baalei Dvarim didn't know that this Yachid is a Mumche? They thought he was a Yachid Hedyet. Only afterwards he makes a mistake, and then it's Nizgala that in fact he really is a Mumche. They didn't realize how big of a Mumche he was B'shas they came to him Ledin. So this is going to be an afkamina between the pshat of the Baal Hamor and the extra pshat of the Rosh. Because the feed of Baal Hamor, that the Ikar Yisoyed HaPtur is because he's an Einus, here he's an Einus too. It doesn't make a difference if the Baal HaDvarim knew that he was a mumcha or didn't know he was a mumcha. The fact is that he is a mumcha and that his mistake is an einus. Masha'enken, according to the Rosh, where we have to learn up in the Kabbalah of the Baal HaDvarim, that they mean to be meisif a Kabbalah, to be mevater, and to be meichel if he makes a mistake. That's only true if they knew he was a mumcha. So be'emes, they don't have to be makabalim as far as the dentar is concerned. So obviously their kavana and their kabbalah was to be meisif a vitor, that if he makes a mistake, he's potter. But if they didn't realize that he's a mumcha, and they thought that he's just a hedyot, and they need to be makabalim in order to do the din in the first place, so then in such a case, their kabbalah doesn't mean a mechila, and the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv. These are the three nafkaminas between the Baal HaMor and the Rosh. Now, the etzem fact that the Rosh finds it necessary to be mice of an extra tam is something that's sorech Talmud. We can't speak about it in the framework of this shir due to time constraints. I'll just give you the Ma'ar Mekaymis. You can look in the Tumim, Simen Chafetz of Katan Vav, the Nesivis, Simen Chafetz of Katan Zayin, and a Meir Dika Arichas and a beautiful pshat in the Shar Mishpat, Simen Chafetz Sivkatin Ches. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter to the fourth shtickle. The Gemara brings a raya that a yachid mumche could paskin even if he does not receive reshus from the Reish Galusa, from a story of Marzrut Reb Reider of Nachman, who was don din of etah, he paskined and he made a mistake. Also the Kamid Rabbi Yosef, he came in front of Rabbi Yosef Amale and he told him, im kablucha alayhu, if the Baal HaDvarim were makabalyu, like to Shalem, then you're potter from paying. The Eloi zil shlem. But if they were not makabel you, you have to pay. So the Gemara says, Shma mina, kile nakat reshusa dine dina. We're obviously talking about a case where he was not makabel reshus from the Reish Galusa. Because if he was, then even if the Baal HaDvarim were not makabel him, he still would be potter. So we see that his din is a din even without reshus. That's the Gemara. Now, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says they were makabalim or they weren't makabalim? So Rashi's mefarish, the tzadavi kablucha elayu, zok Rashi, vizela shaynai, I kablucha elayu legamri, leilech acharecha im ledin im letos. The tzad, the Rabbi Yosef said that if they were makabalim, that he's potter, means that they were makabalim and they told him, that's what sounds from Rashi, that whatever you paskin, whether it's right or whether it's a toss, we accept it. That's the case in which Rabbi Yosef said that he'd be potter from paying. And what does it mean when Rabbi Yosef said Eloi, that they were not makabel you? Avdemzak Rashi, but if you're maskel v'Eloi, v'imloi kiblu tu'usach aleim, if they were not makabel your toss, the amrulach, they told you, dinis lan din taira. They told him aforish, we would like you to paskin, but it's got to be a din taira. We're not mevater if it's wrong. Then in that case, zil shlem. That's how Rashi is mefarish, the two possibilities which Rabbi Yosef lays out in front of Marzutra Breder of Nachman. So Taisvis is matmi on Rashi, but if you're maschel v'iloi zil shlem, how can Rashi say that the tzad, that they are not makabalim, means to say that they said that we're makabal you to do din Torah? If that's true, then even if he wouldn't be a yachid mumcha, even if he would not be a mumcha l'rabim, his din would still be a din. Like we said earlier in the shir from the Gemara and Daf Vav, that even a case of a hedyot, if they are makabel him to be dan din taira, it also works. So if the Gemara over here is coming to bring a raya that a yachid mumche works even without reshus, it's not a raya. Because in this instance where they were makabel him, even on the tzad that they weren't makabel, really means that they were makabel him just to dan din taira, like Rashi's masbir, then you don't need the din of yachid mumche bechlal. That's Taisus' kasha on Rashi. So a lot has been said in the Achrayim to be miyash of Shitas Rashi, but we're going to say the Mahalach of the Shach in Simen Chafei Sivkatan Lamed, Ois Gimel in that Sivkatan. And he says that when Rashi says, Ikablucha Elayhu, that it means, Leilech HaKarecha Im Ledin Im Letos, Rashi doesn't mean that they actually said Mefurish, that we're Makabala on ourselves, whatever you paskin, whether it's right or whether it's a toes, we're going to go with that. What Rashi means is that even if they're a makabel stam, the two Baal HaDvarim come in front of him and they say, we're makabel whatever you say, and they're not mefarish im ledin im letos, nevertheless it has a halacha as if they spoke out that we're mevater even on the tzad of it's a toes. That's what it means when Rashi says im ledinim letos. Rashi means that that's what we infer from their words, even though they didn't say it meforish. And the other tzad, v'iloi, there what Rashi means to say is, however, if they told him meforish that we're only makabala on ourselves, your psak din, only in as much as it's a din taira, so by saying that meforish, they're precluding any vitor, we're not going to be mevater if you make a toast, that's the only case in which Allah is going to be that he is chayev. That's the shach's pshat in Rashi. And the emes is, it's quite meduyik like that in Rashi. Because in the first Rashi, b'divrei maschali kablucha elayu, Rashi doesn't use the word de amrule. Rashi just says, ikablucha elayu legamri leilech acharecha medina matos. If they are makabel, leilech im medina matos. And Rashi doesn't say that they said so mafurish. Whereas in the next Rashi, v'iloi zol shlim, Rashi says, v'imloi kiblu ta'uscha, de amrulach, because they told you mefurish, dinus london taira, that's when the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv. So there's a mashmais from the words of Rashi, like the shita of the shach. Memele zok the shach, that's the pshat in the Gemara's raya, according to Rashi. Because it's mevur that even if they do a Kabbalah stam, without speaking out mefurish that we mean to be mevater, still the halacha is going to be that he's going to be potter. And the pshat is because we are mefarish in the words of the Kabbalah of the Balei Dvarim, that what they meant to say in their Kabbalah is im ledin im letos. Why are we mefarish that in their words? They didn't say so. Bal karchach, because be'emes, this yachid mumche doesn't need their Kabbalah to paskin. This yachid mumche has a right to paskin without their Kabbalah. And if they went ahead and they were makabalim, obviously they mean to be moisif with their Kabbalah, to be mavater, even in the event of a toss. Exactly like the pshat that we said, b'shem derosh. So that's the raya, that a yachid mumche could paskin and dinay din, even without a Kabbalah of the Balei Dvarim, and even without being makabal reshus from the Reish Galusa. Hayyotze, that the pshat in Rashi, al pi the shach, is that we see that be'emes, they have a right to paskin without the Kabbalah of the Balei Dvarim, which is why their Kabbalah is misparish to mean a specific vitor, even on the event of Tos, which is exactly like Shitas Harosh. Adkan, this shtickle, number 4. And now let's go weiter to the next Nakuda. The Gemara is mavur that a Kabbalah's Rishus from the Reish Galusa or a Nasi, that patters the Dayan, and he does not, he's not mechuyev to pay if he makes a toast. Rashi is mefarish. How does that work? Zok Rashi b'divrei maschal lishkol reshusa v'zeh l'shaynai dekivan de'bershus nochas loy meshalem. Because this dayan goes down to this entire bershus, he doesn't have to pay. So the mashmais of Rashi is that the reshus alone is a reason why he's putter. So the Yad Ramah asks in Rashi, I don't understand. If Rishus alone patters, so why do you need a specific Rishus from the Reish Galusa? Be'emes, a Yachid Mumcha, even without a Rishus, has a right to Paskin, like the Gemara just finished saying. And so too, Gimel Hadyaitis also have a right to Paskin, like the Gemara is Mavur. So if the Rishus alone patters, we should not need a specific authorization from the Reish Galusa to patter them. Azoy frek the Yad Ramah, and on account of that he says that Rashi is Loy Duk, and really, the yisoid of the p'tor is midin hefker bez din hefker. And as I state also in Taisvis with divrei maschal d'hacha, that the p'tor over here is midin hefker bez din hefker. But the emes is, this is not the first place where Rashi tells us that there's a p'tor of rishus. Rashi earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is also mavor like that. The Gemara over there talks about the fact that even though be'emes, the Torah says three times the word Elohim, which means that you need Shleisha mumchen, meaning Shleisha smuchen. Nevertheless, the Rabbanu were metaken that Shleisha edyaitis is enough, according to the Shita of Rava and Rebbe Vahu. Shalotin al delas b'fnei lovin. And the Gemara asks a question over there, Elame'ata ta'u la yishalmu. If the Chacham were metaken that Shleisha edyaitis is enough, they should not be mechuyev to pay if they make a mistake. And the Gemara answers that kol shekein atenayel delos b'fnei lovin, if we're going to pater these dayanim, then that would create a bigger chash of nilas delos. But in the actual pshat in the Gemara's question that they should not have to pay, Rashi is masber over there, b'divya maschal elame ata tou. Zok Rashi, the kivan de Bershus Rabbanon Kanachti, because they have Rishus, they have the Rishus of the Chachamim to Paskin, Havalu Kemumchen, they will have the same halacha as Mumchen, V'chola Mumchen Lebezdin, Imta'a Potter Melashalim. So you see from here that Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is that if the Chachamim gave Rishus, the Rishus itself should Potter. And Rashi says that that's really the Yisoid of the Ptur of Mumchen Lebezdin, which is Mavur in the Mishnah in Bukhairis Chavches Amid Beis. And so too, Behemshecha Gemara, Rashi shows that to us again. The Gemara later, over there on the Gimel Amid Aleph, brings down the Shita of Rav Acha Brei Deravika and Shmuel, which is that on a Deraisa level, Hedois Valvois, really, even one dayan is enough. And the only reason why we need three is because of a Chumra Midrabanan, in order to make sure that they're not Yesh Vekronis. And the Gemara there also asks the question, Elameata Tou La Yishalmu. If so, Shleisha Adyaitas that make a mistake should not have to pay. And the Gemara answers, again over there, Kol Shekein, the Nefishi Yesh Vekronis, that would make the problem even worse. But in the beer in the Gemara's question, Rashi there too says, B'divir Yamaskol Tou La Yishalmu, Da Bershus Nachti Afilu Medaraisa. Being that even Medaraisa, we do not need Mumchen. So these Dayanam are paskening Birshus HaTayra and Birshus HaRabbanan. The fact that they're coming to Paskin Birishus, that should pater them. And the only reason why the Gemara does not remain with this Taina is because of the Chshash of Yesh Vekronis. And the Gemara before also is only because of the Chshash of Ni'ilas Delas. But it's Mavur that Be'emes the Yisoid, that a Dayan who comes down Birishus, that should pater him, that's Shitas Rashi all along in this Perek. And the truth is that Mineu Bey of Divrei Rashi, how he explains the Gemara and Daf Gimel, we see an answer to the Ramaz Kasha. Because the Ramaz Kasha, that if a Dayan that comes Brishus is Potter, so then every Yachin Mumche or every Gimel Adyaitis should also be Potter, that's really the Gemara's Kasha, according to the way Rashi's Masbah the Gemara. And the Gemara answers that there are Chshoshes Midrabanan of Ni'ilas Delis or of Yesh Vekronis, if we're going to use that Rishus and Potter the Dayanim. Nevertheless, B'makom where this specific Dayan, or these specific Dayanim by Gimel Adyaitis, get a direct extra Rishus from the Reish Galusa to Paskin, there the Rishus does work, and that's what's going to pater them from paying. Hayyotze, the Rashi holds that the Kalal is, any Dayan that's coming, Rishus HaTayra, or Rishus HaRabbanan, Be'emes should be pater. Nevertheless, the general Rishus, which the Torah gave and the Rabbanan gave, the Chacham cannot allow that to pater the Dayan because of various chashas. But if we're maisiv to that, an extra Rishus, that this Dayan has a specific authorization from the Reish Galusa or the Nasi to Paskin, then that Rishus, Lemaisa, is going to pater him. Also Mavur from Rashi and Daf Gimel is that this is how he understands this, that the Mishnah in Bechairis of Chavches Amud Beis says that a Mumcha Lebezdin is pater. And it's Mavur from Rashi that Rashi explains Mumcha Lebezdin not to mean the din of Mumcha Lerabim that's in our Gemara and Daf Hei, but rather Mumcha Lebezdin means like a Mumcha in the context of the beginning of the Perek, which means a Samuch. Dayanim Smuchen that Paskin, which they are a Bezdin Gomer Medaraisa, which work Lekuli Alma, and in all cases, even Gzelus and Chavolus and Knossus, they retain the original din that because they're paskening Bershus HaTayra, they're going to be Potter. Now, this still needs a bit of a beer, because like we said, the Mishnah that says Kol HaMumcha LeBezdin Potter is mashma even a Yochid, and not Shloisha Smuchen. So for that, we have a Marsha later on Davav Amar Aleph. And the Marsha is Medayik from Rashi that he learns up in the Mishnah of Kol HaMumcha LeBezdin, that Mumcha LeBezdin means a Mumcha that was Mekabel Rishus. Because by being Mekabel Rishus from the Reish Galusa or the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, he has a din as if he's Shloisha Smuchen. Which is like we were Masbir, that by receiving Rishus, he goes back to the original halacha of a Dayan that's Paskin's Bershus, and he's Nachas Bershus, that he's Potter. Hayyotze in Shitas Rashi, the Be'etzem being Dan Bershus is a Ptur. That Ptur applies to Shloisha Mumchen Smuchen, or it applies to a case of a Yachir Mumcha who's Makabel Rishos, but in a case of Shleisha Edyaitis, where they are allowed to Paskin, the Chachamim nevertheless took away their Ptur of Rishos because of the Chashas Midirabanan. Now, Be'emes, this still needs a beer, because even if it works out Alpi Cheshman that Rashi could hold that there's a Ptur of Rishos, but what is the beer in that? Why, just because I die in Paskin's Rishos, should he be Potter? Lemaisa, he's a Mazik. Either because we're going according to the Manda Omar, that's Don Dina de Garmi, or a case of Nasa Venasim Biyad, like we said in the beginning of this year. So why should the fact alone that he's here Brashus be a Ptor? So the emes is, if you look at Rashi himself in his beer on the Mishnah in Becheres Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, and also later on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, he's mashma that the Ptor is Midin Einis. Rashi on Chav Chesam and Beis and Becheres says, V'zeh L'shainai, D'loi Matzi Meimar Lei Amai Dainis Lei, Hayov Lei Baki Bedini. You can't tell a mumcha that you shouldn't have paskin for me. Mashma, because we don't have a taina on him that he shouldn't have paskined, that's why he's potter. And Rashi in the Flamed Gimel Amud Aleph says something similar. Potter milashalem dekivan de mumchahu mazla bisha dehi gavra garm lelamiti. Because he's a mumcha, he had no reason to believe that he would make a mistake. And if he made a mistake, must be was out of his control, and it's just the mazla bisha, the bad mazel of the person who lost out from the Dentaira. Mashma that the Ptur is Midin Einis. So it seems that the Indian of Rishus and the Indian of Einis works together. This can be explained, I'll be the words of the Nemuke Yosef later on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Zag the Nemuke Yosef v'zeh l'shainai v'chol shechayev min ha-taira, any dayan that has a directive min ha-taira to go ahead and paskin, potter mil l'shalem, k'damrina b'perikama gabi ed-yaitis, like the Gemara of Gimel says, Elameata Tola Yishalmu. Kiloimar says in Mukhi Yosef, Kedin Shleisha Smuchin. They should have the same halacha Shleisha Smuchin. The Pturin, they are Potter, Mipnei Sheim Yechailun Lodun Minatayra. Because they have the right Minatayra to Paskin. It's even more than just the right, they have the directive to go ahead and Paskin, like the Mukhi Yosef says, Chayiv Minatayra. Now, why is this part of them? Fear zois den muke yosef vahatam mishum sheta usam shal elu einesu. These people who are taya, it has a gather of an einus. Now, this is a meridic important chiddush that den muke yosef is being machadish. The concept of a dayan mumcha being an einus is something that we spoke about earlier in the shir, in the sheet of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, if you have a yachid mumcha who the balei dvarim were makabal on themselves, and they asked him to paskin for them, so he has a shem einus. But here, the Nemuke Yosef is being mechadish that even b'mokim where they were not mekabel him as a dayan, the fact itself that he's authorized al pi Torah to be a dayan, even though in this specific din Torah nobody asked him to get involved and he could have refrained, that's also going to give him a shem of an einus. So we have a very clear differentiation between the Baal Amor's gather of an einus and the Nemuke Yosef's gather of an einus. And the inyan is as follows. The Baal Amor's einus is the classic inyan of einus in which a person doesn't have a choice. That's the case of the Baal Amor. He has no choice. He was nitval ayidei the Baal Edvarim to go ahead and be nichnas into the inyan of paskin. He's allowed to rely on his yedias because he's a mumche. So he's a pasha together of an einus. The Nemuke Yosef is being maisif that even if he had a choice, because he didn't have to paskin, but the fact itself that he's Naye Keshura, because Al Pi Torah he's Yochol Adon, he's a person who the Torah authorizes and is Mechayiv Be'etzem Tadan, although he had a choice, but the fact itself that he's Yochol and he's Naye Keshura, he's okay, he's Beseder for paskining, that itself also gives him a Shem Einus. In short, what is an Einus? Lefi the Baal Amor, an Einus means he Pashut has no choice. Lefi the Nemuke Yosef, if he's being Nairi Keshura, and it was Beseder what he did, that itself also gives him a Shem of an Einus. This seems to be the Shita of Rashi. That's how Rashi explains the halacha of Kol HaMumche LeBezdin Pater. Because he's a Mumche, says Rashi, you can't say that you shouldn't paskin because he's not a Baki. Because he is a Baki. That's what Rashi in Bechaira says. So if he has to paskin, and he's Bershus Nachas, like Rashi and Daf Gimel says, that those two nekudas together give him a shem of an einus, and we can say, like Rashi says in Daf Lamed Gimel, that if he made a mistake, must be mazla bisha, must be the bad mazel of the person who's being chayiv that made him paskin wrongly, and therefore the dayan who paskins incorrectly is going to be putter. Nevertheless, stame yochir momcher or shleisha adyaitis, even though they have a right to paskin, they're not going to have this p'tor, like the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is Masber, because of Shleitinol Dels Pufnei Lovin or because of Chashash of Yoshvei Kronis. But if they receive an extra reshus and a direct authorization from the Reish Kalusa, you go ahead and paskin, that's going to put them back in a position where they have a Shem Oynis and they're going to be putter. So we now explain Shitas Rashi that holds that there's a p'tor midin kivan de b'reshus nochas. But there's one nakuda that still has to be explained. Because the truth is, the Rashi behem shecha gemara, b'divir maschol shevet, he is mashma that he also holds that the p'tor is midin hefker bezdin hefker, like the Yad Ramah and Taisvis. Rashi says, mefurish, yesh lam reshus lahafker, de hefker bezdin hefker. How does this shtim with what Rashi himself says previously, that the site of the p'tor is because b'reshus nochas? So this can be explained al pi divrei Reb Shmuel Rezovsky in Shiuri Reb Shmuel Ois Nun Aleph. He says the Indian of Hefker Bezdin Hefker over here should not be understood that the Reish Galusa and the Nasi are exercising their right of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and with that they're pottering the Dayan from his Chiyuv. They're not being Mafker directly the Chiyuv which he's Chayev to pay. Rather, they're using their Koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which allows them to create a monetary loss by Klal Yisrael, that with that koyach, they can give reshus and they can be memana adayin. So their koyach to actually instate and give reshus to the dayin, that yes, you could go ahead and be a dayin, that only comes through their koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. So Rashi is just explaining, how do they have a koyach of a minoy? But lemaisa, what actually patters the dayin is because of the fact that he got reshus and he's memuna to be a dayin, which patters him, like Rashi himself says, because kivan de b'shus nochas. Adkan this shtickle, and adkan this shir, chelik aleph of Sanhedrin daf hei.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.